Mariner East pipeline builder Energy Transfer faces 48 criminal charges after it caused dangerous sinkholes, polluted Pennsylvania waterways, and destroyed residential drinking water. State Attorney General Josh Shapiro released a grand jury report and announced the charges in Chester County on Tuesday.
Corporations should not be treated leniently just because there's not a mugshot of Energy Transfer being arrested today. They should be held accountable to the fullest extent of the law.
State Impact Pennsylvania's Susan Phillips reports on the pipeline, which travels through 17 counties carrying volatile natural gas liquids from Marcellus shale fields in Ohio and West Virginia to the Marcus Hook Industrial Complex in Delaware County. And she joins me now. Welcome, Susan.
Glad to be here, Kara.
First, give us an overview of the types of actions or outcomes that these charges address.
Most of the charges are focused on drilling mud spills or spills of what they call industrial waste into rivers, streams, lakes, wetlands across the state of Pennsylvania. They detail 22 different incidents in 11 counties. Of course, from our reporting, we know there's a lot more incidents than that. And they're basically using the Clean Streams Law to prosecute the company for these spills. And, you know, just to give you an example, Raystown Lake in Huntington County, they began drilling there in March of 2017. The company hired a subcontractor to drill there. And lo and behold, there was 780,000 gallons of drilling mud spilled into Raystown Lake in 8 different times. And none of that was reported to the Department of Environmental Protection.
In announcing these charges, Attorney General Josh Shapiro said, "We can't rely on these companies to police themselves." What did the state's Department of Environmental Protection say about the charges and how it's performed its job here?
Good question. They've sort of been laying low. They issued a statement sort of, you know, with very bureaucratic language, defending their role as the regulator and overseeing this construction project. But if you look at the grand jury testimony, there's lots of testimony, even from DEP employees, about just how they were so unprepared and the expertise just did not exist. Josh Shapiro himself said that the DEP failed to protect residents in some cases.
One of the charges the AG filed against Energy Transfer was a felony count for failing to report pollution. How will the company be held accountable? What do these charges mean?
Yeah, and, you know, it's interesting. Not anything more than how they've been held accountable in the past. It's just fines, right? This is the frustration of many. I mean, like, there's not going to be a perp walk for any company officials or any of the supervisors on site. Attorney General Josh Shapiro wouldn't really answer questions the other day about whether or not there were going to be charges lodged against individuals. But when you charge a company criminally, essentially the only remedy is to fine the company. DEP has already fined the company more than $20 million, and that really hasn't stopped a lot of these incidents. And I think that's why people are calling for, and even the Attorney General called for this too, was to change the laws, to make the laws such that, you know, the state can hold these companies accountable.
Some residents who live along the pipeline route have become activists to stop the pipeline. What are they saying about these charges?
So they say it's a good step. They're glad these charges have been filed, but they want the DEP and they want Governor Wolf to shut down the pipeline, to pull all the permits. You know, one of the things that's not really addressed in this grand jury report, but that is an issue, is the safety of the pipeline. I mean, these are natural gas liquids. They're highly volatile. If it leaks, it could explode. As your listeners know, you guys have done a lot of reporting on what happened with the Revolution Pipeline in western Pennsylvania and what happened after that leaked and that exploded. And luckily, nobody was killed or injured. But these are pipelines that are now going through very densely populated areas, the suburbs of Philadelphia, and a lot of these residents are very worried about that. They're worried that they're looking and they're saying, look how poorly they did this construction. How can I feel safe living near this pipeline?
What's the status of the pipeline project now?
You know, the pipelines are operating, right? More than 1 million barrels a day of natural gas liquids are flowing through these pipelines to Delaware County. in southeastern Pennsylvania, where then they get exported to Scotland to make plastics. There are some parts of the pipeline where construction has been halted, where construction is continuing to happen. But what the company did was they used this old pipeline as a sort of fix, you know, as a stopgap while they're continuing to construct the rest of the line. And keep in mind the reason why this line has been delayed so much. I mean, it's probably over 2 years now, past its due date, really, is because they've had all these mishaps, you know, and it's not just drilling mud spills, it's sinkholes. I think at the end of the day, what we've seen is just how unprepared Pennsylvania was to regulate this construction and just how unprepared and how sloppy this company was when it came to Pennsylvania. And mind you, it's used to building pipelines in Texas. So Pennsylvania has a lot of water, different geology, and it's just a totally different landscape here.
Well, thanks, Susan, and we'll keep following your reporting on this.
Thank you.
Susan Phillips reports for State Impact Pennsylvania at WHYY in Philadelphia. You're listening to The Allegheny Front. I'm Carol Holsapple.